from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring the Bay Area's science and environment. Imagine a 220-mile-an-hour train zipping you from San Francisco to Los Angeles in about 2.5 hours. That dream could become reality in November if voters approve a $10 billion bond to launch a statewide high-speed rail system. If approved, it would be the largest public works project in California history. David Gorin reports.
Hey, close it up. Let's go.
It's a commute morning at the Caltrain station in San Francisco, and thousands of people are making their way onto and off of the big diesel rail cars.
All aboard.
One of those people in the crowd is Assemblywoman Fiona Ma, who looks on the scene like a proud parent.
Once we get the Transbay Terminal up, it'll be really a busy center with the trains and the buses, the BART, the Muni, high-speed rail. Just all of it, and I think it'll be bustling.
If she gets her way, this station will move to the new Transbay Terminal in downtown San Francisco, along with all other mass transit systems, including a new high-speed rail service. The terminal is scheduled to break ground by the end of the year, but a key part of the project hinges on Proposition 1A, which would jumpstart a high-speed rail project that would link all the major cities in California. After many years of delay, now may actually be the ideal time, says Ma, for this initiative.
This is the perfect storm year. The high cost of gasoline is keeping people out of their cars, the amount of hassle you face when you go to the airports, and just our whole awareness on global warming.
Just a short Caltrain ride down the peninsula is the county courthouse in Redwood City. Superior Court Judge Quentin Kopp is chair of the California High-Speed Rail Authority, a state agency planning the project. He says he's traveled to other nations and has seen the future of California, and it's a lot quicker.
High-speed rail in 10 different countries in Europe and in Asia, starting with Japan in 1964, that's 44 years ago, generates a profit, generates net revenues.
Kopp rattles off the benefits of the rail system one after the other, like boxcars.
High-speed rail uses one-third the energy required for motor vehicular traffic, one-fifth the energy required for air traffic. It'll reduce the demand of Californians for approximately 22 million barrels of foreign oil.
The system, if it's approved, would look like a giant squiggly Y, with San Francisco and Sacramento at the top points, and the body of that Y winding down through San Jose to Fresno and Los Angeles, and eventually to Anaheim, Riverside, and San Diego. Money for the project would come from California taxpayers, the federal government, and private investors. In total, it's a $45 billion project that would take a decade to get running and 20 years to complete. And it's the huge scope of that project that worries John Kupal of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. At a time when the California budget is so tight, he says, we could use that money for many other things. For example, Kupal says,
do we need high-speed rail more than we need surface water storage before we take on a high-tech transportation system that's unproven for this state? Why don't we take care of something we know we actually need?
And Kupal's also concerned the project cost could mushroom out of control. Regional planning professor Elizabeth Deacon of the University of California at Berkeley says that, yes, $45 billion is a lot of money to spend on anything. But given California's rapid growth, the state will have to spend a lot on infrastructure. So you have to figure out where you want to spend your money, she says.
In terms of cost, I think we have to say compared to what? And if we ask that compared to what question, and we look at, for example, what it's likely to cost to expand Highway 99, we see that that price tag is in the billions. If we look at airport expansion, we also know that those price tags are very, very high, also in the billions of dollars.
When you start to add up dozens of those billion-dollar projects for widening roads and expanding airport capacity, Deacon says, then $45 billion doesn't seem quite so scary. The question, urban planners say, is how much traffic and airport congestion would high-speed rail relieve, and how many people will actually get out of their cars and ride it? According to the High-Speed Rail Authority's Quentin Kopp, the real question is, what happens if we don't do something?
If you think I-5 or 880 or 101 are crowded and congested now, just wait, because you'll be moving probably at 10 miles per hour almost all day.
The most recent field poll said 56% of voters favor the high-speed rail initiative. However, only 22% knew what the ballot measure was about, which means that a majority of California voters will need to make up their own minds in the next 6 weeks. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To learn more about the controversial route proposals, just go to kqed.org/quest.